All right. Well, you guys had some good luck with the MLB draft last year. A couple of those guys didn't sign, and we want to talk about those guys coming in, Austin Wilson, as well as AJ Venegas.
Well, you know, Bo, as you mentioned, we're fortunate that they did decide to come to school, and you know, both of them should be contributors, hopefully in a big way as freshmen. Which you don't like to count on that right from the get, but I think both of them have shown, at least in the fall workouts, that they're capable of doing that. So again, we're very fortunate. There's two players that we conceivably could have lost to the pros, but didn't, and should really help us a lot this year as freshmen.
Yeah, along that same line, DeKroger with the second round pick by Tampa Bay and came to school last year, and had a pretty good year last year, and then had a great summer as well. Talk about him coming back and moving to shortstop.
Well, again, he did. He's a freshman player of the year in the conference, which says a lot, and led our team in hitting as a freshman. So, and I was very and really kind of played out of position. Really hadn't played third base. That's a tough position to play in college because most of your better players that you recruit out of high school are shortstops. And he did a good job. He did a good job considering it's a new position to him at third base. And now he's at his natural position, shortstop. So I really think he'll have a very good year defensively. And obviously he led our team in hitting. So we're hopefully he'll continue on that and hit for average and for power, which he's very capable of doing. So we're just real fortunate. And I just think he'll be a much better defensive player because he's back to his natural position.
Okay, great. I'm going to go through the lineup a little bit. Zach Jones is your projected starting catcher. Is Ben Coyle also going to get some time back there again this year?
Ben will. You know, Ben's going to really, in fact, is a very good receiver in his own right. So, you know, he'll back up Jones, and probably, you know, we won't have to catch Jones every game, and Coyle's capable of, you know, playing the outfield or playing first or DHing. And so that's probably how hopefully we'll stay injury free, and those guys will do the bulk of the catching for us, and with Jones being the main guy, and then Cole, you know, Cole's a good, very good hitter for us, and really caught well at the end of the season. So I think we're in pretty good shape there as far as the depth with two seniors that have played a lot, and so I think we're good at that catching spot.
All right, thanks. You got Tyler Gaffney that's going to be starting the outfield as well. Two sport player, California high school football player of the year a couple of years ago. And you also had Toby Gerhardt a couple of years ago as a two-sport player. Do those guys kind of have the same mentality that they bring to the field? I mean, you're a two-sport athlete as well at Stanford, right?
Correct. I think Tyler fits that mold. I mean, I think to be able to do both sports, football and baseball in this particular case, you have to be good in both. And obviously, Toby was, and almost everybody that we have really is pretty established in both sports, and Tyler is no exception. You know, he's got quite a few carries. He's one of the better running backs on our football team, and started for us last year and hit over 300 as a freshman. So obviously his numbers speak for themselves. He's a little, that having been said, I'm excited because I think he'll have a much better year this year. I would think because he's just so much more familiar with the baseball and the level of competition and everything that goes into adjusting as a freshman. And he didn't have the fall baseball and really was a much better player the last third of the season, and he was the first two-thirds. He just got more comfortable with it. So I'm excited for Tyler. I think he'll have a better year than he did last year, and he had a great year last year.
Yeah, 328 as a freshman. That's pretty good. Another guy who's coming back in the sophomore is Jake Stewart, number one prospect out of the Alaskan League. How's he been doing in the fall, and what do you expect out of him this year?
He's been doing very well. You know, his average was not where we would want it to be or he would want it to be, but that's a huge adjustment. You don't know how quickly you're going to make that adjustment to the pitching at the college level, but his defense was, and that's what we wanted him to do, and he was phenomenal in the outfield as far as defensively, and he's got a great arm, and as you mentioned, he had a great summer offensively, and in the fall, he was one of our fall workouts, he's one of our better hitters. So again, I think we're in pretty good shape. I think he should be one of the premier center fielders in college baseball. And offensively, he's got a speed tool and can bunt, and he's not weak. He's got some power. So I think we're excited, and he's feeling very very happy with his offense. So we're hoping to get that. So we'll get that same defense and really get him hitting over 300 with a little power. So I think he's geared to have a much better year offensively.
Okay, and rounding out that outfield, you got Austin Wilson, and talked about him a second ago. Kind of a YouTube sensation. I've seen him hit a ball out of Wrigley Field as a junior in high school. How's he been looking in fall practice, and are the new bats affecting him any? And has he been like showing the most power out of anybody?
Yeah, Austin is as you mentioned, he's big. He's very big. You know, 6'5", 250, 240, can run, got a great arm, one of the better arms. He and Stewart have fantastic throwing arms from the outfield, and he's got that power tool, you know. He has the most power of anybody on the team, and he's hit a lot of home runs in batting practice and in fall workouts, so obviously we're excited about that. But the other thing, more importantly for me, is that he's a good hitter. I mean, he uses the whole field, and there's not just a pull guy that's trying to hit for power. Because with his power, he can hit him out to any field. So he's one of those special guys that has tremendous potential, and I think his adjustment will be to this level. I'm hoping it will be quick, but it's tough. He's a special talent, and his power, he should give us a lot of power here for the next 3 years.
Okay, and then another freshman that was drafted and was on Team USA as well with those other two guys in Wilson and Venegas was Brian Riccaguerra. Talk about how he's transitioned to campus. It seems like he's really committed to sticking it out and getting his degree and everything. Talk about him a little bit and how he's doing this fall and going in the spring.
Well, Brian's a great player, a very good offensive player, has power, and I think will hit for average, and we're moving him around a little bit, which makes it a little bit more difficult because he's such a good athlete. He's an outfielder, and that's basically what he played in at the USA team, a junior team, and mostly in high school, but he's played third base. We haven't played him a little first base because of our needs. We'll have him basically, you know, play outfield and first base, but he's gonna get in that lineup because of his bat, you know. But he's athletic. He'll be a good defensive player no matter what I put him in. But he's gonna swing the bat and we think gonna hit for an average in power. And we're very fortunate. He's had very good workouts in the fall it'd be hard to keep him out of the lineup with his bat.
Okay. Looks like, you know, the only upperclassman you have is gonna be at the catch position, whether it be a Jones or Clough for the most part. Your teams in the past have been kind of a good mix of upperclassmen and lowerclassmen, especially in 2008 when you had, you know, Castro, Ratliff, guys like that, Storen, that were able to lead the guys and then be able to bring up the freshmen and teach them. Do you have any concerns about having mostly underclassmen in your starting lineup? Or is it...
Ideally I'd like to have, you know, a couple of seniors, three or four juniors, and play with one or two freshmen at most, but you can't always control that. You can't control that because of the draft. Your better juniors are signing, and you can't control that. Your better freshmen, you may not see them. So it is what it is. You know, we think we've got some talent, and now pro wise, that most of that talent is young. You know what I mean? And it's freshmen and sophomores. So, but that's what we have, and I think the Stewarts and the Gaffneys, the Kenny DeKroger, Piscotties, who are our sophomores, played almost all the games last year. So hopefully they're going to play like obviously sophomores, but more like juniors. So I think that's I think we're excited about that. But normally what happens is in the conference. Now when you get to postseason, a lot of things can happen because there's so many good teams, there's so much parity. You know, I think normally the better team, the teams that win our conference normally are the teams with the older players, you know, the junior guys and the experience. I think that I don't think there's any substitute for that. That having been said, you know, young freshmen and sophomore, they're talented, can do anything. And then it also gets down to as we've talked about position players and hitting, it all gets down to pitching, you know. The team, you got to pitch, and I think the conference is is very strong in pitching this year, our conference, let alone nationally. I mean, there's a lot of great pitching out there. So, you know, and bottom line is good pitching, good hitting out. So I think we have a very good offensive team, and I think we'll be solid defensively. I think we can be good offensively if some of those freshmen hit, but it'll get down to the pitching.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of pitching, you got Brett Mooneyham back, most likely in that Friday role I'm looking at. You know, up and down here last year, I mean, he had more losses than wins, but, I mean, he had some pretty impressive outings when he did win games, and then sometimes he just wasn't getting the run support. How's he been looking over the fall and into the spring, and what do you expect out of him?
Well, Mooneyham's fine. He's a real competitor, as you mentioned, and, you know, normally when he goes out, he'll give you a chance to win. Last year, he really had he really was out of sync with his mechanics and really had control problems, which he's never one of these guys who's gonna, you know, he's always gonna walk a few. But last year he really struggled the first half of the season, and then second half of the season he got his mechanics was a lot better, and his control, he pitched very well especially the last third of the season, and so he's good. He's a veteran pitcher, and you know, again, like I say, he goes out there, he and Preece both give us a chance to win. They've both been starters since their freshman year, so you know, the opposition or the environment won't bother them at all. They'll go out and they'll compete and they'll give you a chance to win. And they did that for the most part all year last year. The records weren't as good, but as you mentioned, we weren't a great offensive team last year. But most of the time, they went out and started. They gave us a chance to win. So both of those guys are experienced and probably, you know, and probably, you know, some of the better pitchers in the league, with the exception of the two guys at UCLA are real special.
Yeah, that they are. Looks like you have Mooneyham through Friday, and by the way, looking at this, Preece, yeah. Okay, and then possibly AJ Venegas as your Sunday starter. Is that all right as of right now?
Yeah, but there's more, again, how we use them, you know. Mark Capel is a real sophomore pitcher that has a good arm and pitched well at time, but short stints last year. Not necessarily a high profile guy. Dean McArdle pitched very well for us in relief and started at the end. You know, he'll compete for a starting position. And then we have one senior, Danny Sambrink, who's pitched a lot for us. Pitch, beat Miami in the College World Series as a freshman. We have him back, and we have Scott Snodgrass, a left-handed guy of the bullpen, and Chris Reed. We have some good depth pitching wise. We think we have a lot of good arms, but really guys that really haven't established themselves. You know, Reed and Snodgrass have pitched, but really haven't established themselves, and we think that they're capable of doing that. Obviously, we think Appel has a great arm, and Busey. So we've got a lot of. We think we've got a lot of depth on the pitching staff. It's just a matter of who's going to complement Mooneyham and Preece and what role. We're not sure what role they're going to have yet.
Staying on the pitching, looks like you have some pretty big boys in there. Looks like, from my numbers, it looks like you have 9 guys over 6'4" in your pitching staff. You don't really see that a lot. Was that on purpose, or did that just kind of happen that way?
Well, ideally, you'd like to have them all over 6 foot, but it doesn't happen that way. Again, we're not afforded the luxury of you know, let's go get a left-handed pitcher this year. Maybe a situation where we want to have a left-handed pitcher that can have the grades that we need for Stanford, or we just kind of have to adjust what's out there, whatever that position might be. And so, but you're right, we do. When you look at our staff, we got a lot of guys over 6'4", 6'5", and we got a lot of power guys that can throw hard, but you know, there's more to it than that. They gotta win. But as I mentioned, I think that, you know, Chris Reed and Snodgrass are two. Snodgrass is 6'6" or whatever, left hand throw hard, throw in the low 90s to mid 90s, and are very capable of pitching very well. I haven't done that yet. I showed it in spurts, but we think they're very capable of doing that. There are two arms that, you know, haven't pitched very much, but are. If you're a pro scout and you come, those guys are going to jump out at you, you know, because they can throw it hard and do some things. Now, if they put it all together, they can be really good, and then we could really have a special pitching staff. But a lot of that, again, it all comes together at different times for people. You know, sometimes it comes as a freshman and they can do it as Thorne did as a freshman, and sometimes it takes a little bit.
I got one more question about the schedule. You guys are at Rice, at Vandy, and at Texas at the start of the year. Talk about going on the road.
That normally wouldn't happen. I think normally we wouldn't do that. But what happened was Texas had a scheduling conflict and asked us to switch that because I think they had a Hawaii trip or something they had to do. And then we wanted to play Texas. And, you know, I think Augie said he'll come the next 2 years after this, but he was stuck there. So it's not ideal, but we'll certainly find out where our weaknesses may be after those three weekends. And both those, I mean, all three of those teams are really, they have first round draft picks on it, and they're all picked to go to do very well nationally and ranked. And so it'll be a real test for us, especially since, as you mentioned, we have a lot of younger players. So we'll have our hands full, but if it doesn't kill us, it should make us stronger.